This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israel battled Hamas militants on Saturday in pursuit of its elusive goal of full control of northern Gaza after the UN Security Council appealed for more aid for the Palestinian enclave but stopped short of demanding a ceasefire. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino reports.
U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday about the situation in Israel and Gaza.
I had a long talk with Netanyahu today, and it's a private conversation.
While leaving for Camp David, Biden told reporters he did not ask Netanyahu for a ceasefire. Israel's main ally has kept up its support while expressing concern over the growing casualty toll and humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Netanyahu's office said in a statement, the Israeli leader, quote, made clear that Israel will pursue the war until all of its objectives are fully met. At least 201 Palestinians have been killed over the past 24 hours, taking the death toll to over 20,000 during the 11-week conflict, the Palestinian Health Ministry said on Saturday.
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. Rescuers and hospital officials say Israeli strikes flattened two Gaza homes, killing more than 90 Palestinians, including dozens from an extended family. The details about casualties emerged Saturday, a day after the UN Secretary General warned again that nowhere is safe in Gaza. He said Israel's offensive creates, quote, massive obstacles to the distribution of humanitarian aid. The military says it rounded up hundreds of Palestinians with suspected ties to militants over the past week and sent 200 to Israel for further interrogation. The statement provided rare details on a controversial policy of mass roundups of teenage boys and men. For more on these and all the stories we are covering 24 hours a day, visit our website, VOA News.